Thank you, Robin. On to our final set of news stories. Do you like crisps? Do you like them in a sandwich? The debate is on. Are you crisp or are a crisp out? That is the question being asked by a popular city sandwich shop, chosen for Walker's Ultimate Crisp in a Sandwich menu. Logan's in Swan Lane is one of seven shops across the country to partner with the manufacturer. Each outlet has created a unique sandwich centered around a specific crisp, with Logan's being a twist on the BLT with bacon, lettuce, and Walker's baked sea salt crisps. This is on a white baguette with spicy cheese and a slaw made of grated carrot and red onion. We do specials a lot, said Logan's owner, Anthea McNamara, and so far it's been going really well. Obviously, the BLC is ours, but it's been really nice to work with other places across the country. Having the backing of such a brand like Walker's has also been amazing. The Norwich shop is joined by sandwich shops in Glasgow, Newcastle, Liverpool, Reading, Brighton, and London. They have created products including the ultimate barbecue chicken, the cheesy Reuben, and the chicken tikka watsits.
A city plant shop is expanding as it is set to become a real oasis and more like a garden centre. From this weekend, the NR3 houseplant shop, Leslie Terrence, will double in size with 15 extra seats in the cafe and vastly more plants as it expands into the premises next door. With more room for plants out on the street and more space in the shop, visitors can now purchase palm trees and outdoor plants, such as shrubs and perennials and wisteria. Owner Kerry Notman said, 10 years ago, I opened a tiny shop in Wyndham, and now we are shipping all over the world and have a huge shop with a cafe. We will be expanding the workshops, and the cafe will be more of an experience to be among the plants. We are also honing in more on well-being, to be more of a well-being place. People are welcome to come in and study or read. We are just happy to have people through the door. The 32-year-old, who is pregnant with her second child, grows her own fruit and vegetables, which are used on the menu in the cafe. The new summer afternoon tea will be determined by which fresh produce is available. The shop will be hosting themed nights, including curry and pizza, for monthly late-night openings.
A nearly four-decade-old train model has been restored to tip-top condition after the vision of a late funder was realised. Originally built in 1988, the Thomas the Tank Engine model was displayed at Wyndham Railway Station between 1995 and 2019. But after years of wear and tear, the time had come for the anthropomorphic train to get some TLC. That's when Keith Bengerfield arranged funding from Wyndham Town Team, along with a donation from Station Bistro, owned by Brendan Gray, and reached out to the shed Wyndham to ensure Thomas would be around for many years to come. However, Mr. Bengerfield wasn't able to see the grand unveiling, with Andrew Clark, chair of the shed, saying, unfortunately, Keith passed away during the renovation in November 2021 and was unable to see the finished Thomas. We felt it fitting that Keith's wife, Janet Bengerfield, unveiled a rejuvenated Thomas when we held the opening event with the public, the mayor, and the shed members. Keith was honoured by his wife at the unveiling on June the 9th outside Station Bistro.
A young artist has attempted to capture the magic of the fine city after being given the chance to show off her skills in a high-profile location. Beth Mack has been turning heads with her work as a recent graduate from Norwich University of the Arts, and now she has been able to create a huge mural for the city's John Lewis store. The 20-year-old who lives in Pottergate said, "It's been an absolutely fantastic opportunity to have my work in John Lewis. I've recently finished my fine art degree at NUA, and to be able to partake in a large project and to have my work publicly in a highly regarded store is amazing. It's my dream to be an artist, and it is difficult to get your name out there, but the mural has really kick-started my potential career as a freelance or mural artist, and I'm very grateful. Customers of the Westlegate department store will be able to inspect the mural in its new community and event space on the mezzanine near Benugo Cafe on the first floor.
We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget, you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who have produced it today. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox, and remember to keep listening to the Just Talk edition, which follows on. But for now, it's goodbye from me, Robin, and
Marianne.
Goodbye.